first cottage is just below Grimness Head, and my granny obviously died, and she remembers women didn't go to funerals, so they had to stay home, but they had to stand outside and watch the coffin procession going from the Myers all the way along to the old cliff, which is quite a distance along the cliff, and because she remembers seeing all these black clad figures in a row, and every now and again one would swap. So obviously it was quite a carry, and all the men would take their turn carrying the coffin or being it on their shoulders, I presume. So she remembers that vividly. She was born in 1936, so she'd been six.
My dad's full name was James William Stanley Wishart. He was known as Stanley to avoid confusion in the family, as he was the fifth in an unbroken line of James Wishart's. Now I am the sixth, my son is the seventh, and my grandson is the eighth, so no one now dares to break the tradition. My father was born and grew up at the Boo in the South Parish. I was almost 5 years old when in November 1949 we moved from there to Knockhall near the Hope. The Drever family from Knockhall were emigrating to Alberta in Canada. Over the years my father gradually acquired more land, Smiddy and Brex in Grimness, and Burston, Weems and Kirkhouse in the east side. When it came to his death in his late 80s, he was buried in the cemetery at St Peter's Kirk at the east side. Orkney Islands Council had acquired land for the extension of the cemetery from Dad, so he was basically being buried in his own land. When it came to his funeral, it was a beautiful sunny day. The minister who took the service was an elderly man whom I didn't know, who was actually just standing in at the time. Unfortunately, he kept getting my father's name wrong, calling him John for some reason. This particularly annoyed the grandchildren. However, there was one feature that made the funeral very poignant and memorable. As the company left the church and we made our way to the graveside, one of his grandchildren, Colin Begley, began to play the bagpipes. The tune he played was Highland Cathedral. As we gathered round the open grave, ready for the interment, we noticed that his cattle in the field nearby had begun making their way down the brae and gathered at the bordering fence. It was as though they too had come to pay their last respects. In reality, of course, cattle are very curious by nature, and probably more than anything else, it might have been the sound of the bagpipes that attracted them. In any case, it was a very moving occasion, and the June Highland Cathedral has always brought a tear to my eye ever since.